Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That is me. Madison Chase, we are in this place. Let's digitally, virtually chat face to face. And today is Wednesday, October 2nd, and Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. Yesterday, I talked about how to ID stress. Today, I want to talk about 20 ways that you can relax. I was trying to think of the word that's the opposite of stress because I think even just the word, you know, words are very powerful. So I wanted to think the opposite. So this article actually comes from the Huffington Post, but we're going to say 20 scientific ways to relax yourself. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor, and then we're going to jump right into this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Cut to the Chase at 8 podcast. If you haven't turned on your post notifications, left a 5-star rating, and shared it with your friends, please do so right now. If you have an iPhone, you can listen on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have an Android, you can listen on Radio Public and or Stitcher. And make sure you turn on your post notifications and leave a 5-star rating and definitely share this with your friends. And if you like to continue this conversation, we could do so on Facebook at Official Madison Chase Fitness, on Instagram and YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness, on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. If you'd like to sponsor this podcast, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348, or email giveme15system@gmail.com. That's giveme15system@gmail.com. Now that we heard a word from my sponsor, let's jump right into this Huffington Post article. It comes from their wellness section. This article is by Meredith Melnick. It's 20 scientifically backed ways to relax right now. It's actually called de-stress, but I'm saying relax. When you are actually feeling this, you may have a quickened heart or a slight feeling of queasiness, and it's enough to let you know that you're getting anxious and or overwhelmed. But just as a slight from your boss or bad news from a family member, you could get these hormones pumping out of your blood pressure rising quickly. You have the power to reset almost instantly. So, number one, because there's 20 of them, they don't really need an explanation. Go for a 10-minute walk in nature and ground yourself. Walk with no shoes on in the grass or dirt. That's always great. Number two, breathe deeply. Number three, visualize. A short visualization is an easy way to get back to center. Simply make yourself comfortable at your desk, in an empty conference room, wherever, and then try to picture a peaceful scene, a future vacation, your favorite beach. You can even visualize yourself accomplishing a future goal. Picture yourself in an elevator, happily sandwiched between two hot actors of your choice. That's funny. Eat a snack mindfully. You could eat a healthy snack. Snacking doesn't necessarily mean that you are doing something that is... Some people do eat bad snacks, but we're going to say that you are mindfully eating a snack that is good for you. Buy yourself a plant. House plants aren't just beautiful air purifiers, they can actually help calm you down. Researchers have found that simply being around plants can induce your relaxation response. One Washington State University study found that a group of stressed out people and entered a room full of plants had a 4-point drop in their blood pressure, while a comparison group who didn't see plants dropped only 2 points. That's an interesting study. Step away from the screen. And by screen, I'm assuming they mean your cell phone, iPad, television is also a screen too. Pucker up. This one's interesting. Kissing relieves stress by helping your brain to release endorphins. Just make sure that whoever you're kissing, that they don't have something like herpes. And that has real life implications. In a study of 2,000 couples, Northwestern University researcher Laura Berman, PhD, found that those who only kissed when they had sex were 8 times more likely to report feeling chronically stressed or depressed. Try this Nam yoga hand trick. Applying pressure to the space between your second and third knuckle, the joints at the base of your pointer and middle fingers, can help to create a sense of instant calm, according to Sharon Melnick. It activates a nerve that loosens the area around the heart. So any of the fluttery feeling you feel when you're nervous, it will end up going away. Hang up, then turn off your phone. Interesting, I agree. Put on some music. I love that one. And, or on the other hand, plug in. Yes, you could actually find apps that can help with emotional wellness, and they manage and give you healthy ideas for healthy living. Chew a piece of gum. And I think what kind of gum you chew is actually important too. Find a gum that has natural sugar as opposed to chemical sugars. That's just my personal advice. Watch a funny viral video. Progressive muscle relaxation. Start with your toes and work your way up. Tighten your foot muscles as much as you can, then relax them. Make your way up by tightening and relaxing each muscle until you finish with your face. It may seem silly, but this practice can help reduce anxiety and relax you. And it's often recommended to patients who suffer from depression and anxiety disorder. Seriously, turn off your phone. See your best friend forever. Eat a banana or potato. Potassium helps to regulate blood pressure. I also have found that eating water chestnuts and jicama, those two things have potassium in them, so you could eat those. And Trader Joe's is now selling jicama in like little containers, like little snack packs, which I think is great. Try the eagle pose. Eagle pose is like an eagle. I think one leg is on your, it almost looks like the letter P. So your one leg is attached to your knee and it's out by your side. Crafting, that's interesting. And crafting is number 20. So these are ways for you to relax. And of course, you could find this article and read more in depth, but essentially, this podcast is to give you some great ideas and ways to dive deeper on your own to, one, read this article, and two, understand what you actually need to relax and find some peace in your day. So thank you guys so much for listening and turning on your post notifications. And please share this with your friends. And tomorrow is Thursday, so we'll still be talking health, because it truly is your wealth. And thanks again, and we'll chat tomorrow.